Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
I received an inquiry a few weeks ago concerning the abundance of toads near Kramer, North Dakota, in southern Botany County. It seems the toad population was experiencing some sort of an eruption, with the toads seemingly everywhere, including the highway. These toads were quite small and had a long extension, like a very long toe, on the hind leg. That's indicative of the plain spadefoot toad. The plain spadefoot is roughly 1.5 to 2 inches long, and as the name implies, has an extended digging spur or spade on their back feet. Unlike most toads, their skin is smooth, and they have a vertical pupil like cats. Their color is variable, from gray to brown to perhaps creamy in color. Plain spadefoots are known to be explosive breeders, responding to wet periods where they utilize shallow and temporary standing water. They can develop from eggs to an adult within a month. The spadefoot has a scattered documentation in the state, but may be found mainly in the western half of the state and more to the south and west of the Missouri River. They're considered to be uncommon and locally abundant, usually in association with grasslands or sandy or perhaps gravelly soil. 4 other species of toads may be observed in North Dakota, the largest of which is the Woodhouse's toad, which are about 4 inches long. They range mainly south and west of the Missouri River. There's also the Great Plains toad, 3 to 4 inches long, variable in color, which can be found across the state. The last two, the American and Canadian toads, are difficult to identify because they hybridize. They're between 2 to 3 inches long. However, the Canadian toad is more widespread, particularly north and east of the Missouri River. The American toad has a rather limited distribution, documented only in Cass, Richland, and Pembina counties. It's interesting to note that the Canadian toad has been associated with freckled areas, areas of land roughly 30 to 60 feet in diameter, where the soil is slightly elevated, forming a freckled signature on aerial photographs in Minnesota and also Rolette and perhaps Burke County. They appear to have formed from large numbers of toads digging into the soil in large numbers to hibernate. Over 3,000 toads were found hibernating in a mound in Minnesota during the 1960s. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botany. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.